Taking a look at sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio. The NFL yesterday approved an alteration of the league's overtime rules, but only for the postseason, beginning with next season. Beginning next season, in the postseason, each team in overtime will get a possession. That rule was brought to the NFL's annual meeting by the Philadelphia Eagles and Indianapolis Colts. Previously, the first team who scored a touchdown in overtime would win the game without the other team getting a chance. If the team possessing got the ball and didn't score or only got a field goal, the opponent would get a chance to go on offense. So they have changed that. But it's just in the playoffs, not for the regular season. Just in the playoffs, not for the regular season. If you are a golf fan, this might be good news to you. Tiger Woods' master speculation is growing now as he arrived at the Augusta Airport. He's still listed as a participant in the tournament after his car crash last year. The trip to Augusta was likely to gauge how his body will react to walking that course, which is a very hilly course. According to Sports Illustrated, Woods arrived at the course with his son Charlie, and they were later joined by golfer Justin Thomas in Tiger's practice round group. As of yesterday afternoon, Tiger was still listed as a participant in the tournament. Remember, he had that horrible car crash in February where people were wondering, would he even ever play golf again? So that is good news for people that like golf. And he's becoming more and more like George Steinbrenner as it goes on, and that's not a bad thing. People in New York long for the days of George Steinbrenner, even though they complained when he was here. Robert Kraft says it bothers him that the Patriots haven't won a playoff game in 3 years. The last preseason win for the Patriots was a 13-3 victory over the Rams in Super Bowl 3 years ago. And he's not happy about it. Quote, I'm a Patriot fan first, big time. More than anything, it bothers me we haven't been able to win a playoff game in the last 3 years, end quote. He said that at the NFL annual meeting in Palm Beach, Florida. I think we had a period of 2 decades where unbelievable can be described. After my family, there's nothing more important to me than the New England Patriots and winning football games. That's my passion, so whatever I can do, hopefully in a small way, to make that happen, I'm there. I'm not happy we haven't won a playoff game in 3 years, so I think about that a lot. Now, prior to the last 3 years, the Patriots made it to at least the division round in every postseason since 2010. The team lost a wild card round in 2019 and 2021 and failed to make the postseason at all in 2020. So he's talking like George Steinbrenner. And that's not a bad thing because he puts money into the club and the club wins and the fan base likes that. Let's go to the NBA yesterday. Local teams in action. The Nets over the Pistons, 130-123. Now, today, local action in the NBA, the Celtics take on the Heat at 7:30. The Knicks take on the Hornets at 7:30 as well. And coming up in the National Hockey League, games that were held last night, the Rangers over the Penguins, 3-2. The Islanders over the Blue Jackets, 4-3. The Maple Leafs beat the Bruins, 6-4. Taking a look at the standings, Bruins still solidly locked in fourth place in the Atlantic Division with 57 points. And in the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers bounced up to number 2, 91 points. The Hurricanes are number 1 with 96 points. The Penguins are 3rd with 90 points. And that, my friends, is a check on sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio and on The Breakfast Club.